Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In this show, we head to the Athenian here in Billings, where we speak to co-owner Alex Renzio. She and her husband Nick have owned this Greek restaurant since 1979. The nondescript storefront with a green stripe awning and a sign punctuated with images of columns and emblazoned with the restaurant's name in red letters is located downtown on North 29th Street. Once inside, the diner is gently swept to Greece. Large photos grace the upper alcoves with images of the Acropolis in Athens and the three bells of Phira in Santorini. Curtains soften the front windows, and green plants are found all around. Grapevines crown the alcoves that lead to the kitchen and the dessert case. We sit down in the back of the restaurant to talk to Alex Renzio, chef and owner.
I came to the United States in 1975.
And did you come with Nick, or did you come by yourself?
By myself. Nick was already here. And he came to Greece. We got married, and then I got pregnant. Then 6 months after, I came here.
Did you know him before you moved here? Did you meet in Greece?
Yes, I did. I knew him before, yes.
Did he grow up in the same village that you grew up in?
Close to the next village.
All right, so, and then you both grew up in the northern part of Greece.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Northwest of Athens.
And the name of the town, is it Epiros?
Epiros.
All right.
Preveza.
The town itself, tell me about the town.
The town is, it's about 300 families, small town.
And it's by the ocean on one side, and there's these mountains, right? These really big mountains?
Yes, big mountains.
The area is famous for feta cheese, is that correct?
Yes.
And did you raise goats, or did you make?
We raised sheep and goats and cows, and we made our own cheese when we grew up. We eat vegetables from our garden. We eat the meat from our livestock. We eat the feta cheese from our livestock.
So tell me about, did you learn how to cook from your mother?
Yes.
How many children were in your family?
Four sisters and two brothers, six of us.
And where are you in that family?
The youngest.
You were the most loved in that family then?
Yeah. I was the youngest.
All right, tell me about what your mother would make in the kitchen. When you were growing up, did all the children help your mother cook?
No, the children were at work with the livestock, mother cook. But I was the youngest one, and I stayed by my mom, and I knew how to cook.
So you learned some of her secrets. Give me something that you would cook with her.
We will cook the moussaka, and we will cook the chicken with potatoes, roasted chicken with potatoes. We'll make bean soup.
Well, I love that you brought up moussaka because it is my favorite dish from your restaurant here. Can you tell the listener what it is?
It's like lasagna. It's layers of the potatoes, layers of the eggplant, with the onions and the hamburger, and then we put cheese, and then the bechamel sauce.
Is feta cheese always used in the Greek dishes?
Yes, yes, always. Feta cheese in the gyro sandwich, feta cheese everywhere.
Did you make the feta cheese when you were growing up?
When we were growing up, yes, we did.
So you get the milk from the sheep, and then do you boil it up, and then you add the rennet to it?
Yes.
Do you tell me how you make the cheese?
Okay, we boiled them. We didn't boil the milk. We had the milk, and we put the pitia, and then we leave it there, and then it gets thick, and then you put it in the cloth, hang it up, and that is the feta.
And do you add salt to it also? Because feta tea is more salty.
It's salty. You add salt on the bran. When you put it in the bucket with the bran, you add the salt and cover it up and stays fresh.
How long does the cheese age?
Oh, it keeps a long time.
So here you are in the kitchen with your mother. I would imagine that everybody goes off to work.
Yes.
And then they have to come home to eat. Give me an example. I mean, you talked about the moussaka, the gyros. If you would sit down at lunchtime, what would you make for lunch?
What we make for lunch? Soups. We'll make bean soup. We'll make chicken avo lemono. The chicken with the rice and lemon, that was the first soup I ever made with my mom. And I make it here too at the restaurant.
It's delicious because I know it is creamy and it's a little sour, and the chicken is very comforting.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So here you were growing up. How did you meet Nick?
It was a matchmaking. His father and my father, they were friends, and they're here where I have a daughter, I have a son, I match him up.
So you were matched up, you got married.
Yes.
And then he left to come to the United States.
They came to the United States, and 6 months after, I came here with my baby.
So you had your baby, and this is a son or daughter?
A son.
So you came to the United States, but did you come directly to Montana?
Yes, Missoula, Montana. That was my first town here.
Nick came over with his brothers, correct?
Yes. He was here with his brother, and then for 3 years, and then he came to Greece. We got married, and he came back, and then he sent the papers for me to come. For after 6 months, I came here with 6 months pregnant. And my baby born here.
Okay, so he was here with his brother Tom and Chris.
And Chris, yes.
Now, why were they in Missoula, Montana?
My brother-in-law got off the boat in Texas, and then he find a friend there who lived in Missoula, Montana. So he bring him up to Missoula, Montana, and his brother bring Nick here. And that's how they came to Missoula, his brother and his friend.
So what was your port of entry? Did you come through New York or did you?
I came through Chicago, and Nick was waiting for me at the airport in Chicago, and we came to Missoula together because I didn't know any English at all, and I never flew in before by myself. He came and picked me up there, and we came to Missoula.
Well, that was very brave of you. Were you nervous?
Very, very nervous. I never flew in before in my life. That was my first flight to America.
Yeah. So here you are in Missoula. And what month of the year was it?
November 12th. I remember that.
So November 12th. Was there already snow on the ground? And Chicago
yes.
Couldn't also be very cold.
Snow and cold. Yeah, I was scared. Never seen as much snow in my life. I mean, Greece, it is snow in the mountains and rain in the mainland, so.
But where you lived, obviously, it was by the ocean, it was warmer, it was sunny.
Yes.
It's what we picture as the beautiful Mediterranean.
Beautiful, beautiful, yes.
All right, so you arrived in Missoula. Did he have a house for you at that point?
Yes, he had a house. And then the next year, I had another baby. And then the year after, I had another baby. 3 babies in a row in 3 years.
Well, you were blessed then.
Yes.
So you were then in Missoula, and you had the children. How long were you in Missoula before you moved to Billings?
I was 7 years. I got my citizenship in Missoula, and then I came to Billings.
So what was your husband doing at that time?
He was working at the Bonner Mill and the lumber mill. Yeah, that's what he was doing when I came here. And then we decided to come to Billings to open the restaurant, the 3 brothers.
So all 3 brothers made the decision to come here to Billings. That was what year? Do you remember 1970?
It was 1979. This place is 45 years.
In the beginning, the brothers all worked in the restaurant?
All worked in the restaurant. And then they moved to Denver. They opened more restaurants in Denver, Colorado.
So this was their first restaurant?
First restaurant, yes. And we have in Denver, Colorado, a few more.
So this restaurant opened, so were you cooking at the time when they first opened?
I wasn't for 2 years because my children was young. So I stayed home with the kids until they went to school. And then I started working here.
So in the very beginning, who did the cooking here?
Nick and his brother, Chris.
These days now, you continue to cook. You do a lot of cooking. Nick also cook?
He does. He comes in the morning and makes the soups and chops the veggies, and then he goes to his rental houses.
To his other businesses?
Yeah.
You're open from 11 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night?
Yes.
Are you cooking that whole time?
Yes. I work 6 days a week. All these years.
That is quite a bit. So as far as the recipes, did most of it come from Nick's family, or was there a combination?
Combination for both families.
Can you tell me, like, what dishes on the menu came from your family?
Oh, the moussaka for sure, the chicken north of Greece, the dolmades.
Oh, I love the domades. Tell the listener a little bit about that, because that's just stuffed grape leaves. But what do you stuff them with?
Hamburger, rice, and spices. And then we roll them in the grape leaf. And then you put the plates on the top, and then you boil them. And then you make the sauce, the avgolemono sauce. Sauce is the juice of the domades, and it has the egg and lemon and cheese, and put them on the top.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. I did not realize that the grape leaves were boiled, but to keep them from breaking apart, you put the plate on top.
You put the plates on the top, you boil them, and that's how we make it.
So the grape leaves, many times you can buy the grape leaves in a jar.
Yes.
But when you were growing up, did you...
Well, we had them on the yard. Right there, we pick up the leaves, we put them in the hot water, leave them there for a little bit, and then roll them.
So you needed to take those leaves and, what, soften them?
You need to take them and put them in a boiled water, sit them in there for a little bit to soften them up, and then they were ready to roll.
Yeah, it is hard to get grape leaves here.
It is. I get big buckets from Denver, Colorado there. Coming from Greece.
So the guys, basically, they ran the restaurant early on for a couple years before came.
Yes, before I came, and they were my husband and his brother. And after the kids went to school, starting school, I started here, and here I am.
There you are. You're feeding us and making us all very happy. Then you came in, but when did they open the restaurants in Colorado, and where in Colorado are the restaurants?
Denver, Colorado. We have, they don't call the Athenians, they call the Renzios, our last name, because there was another Athenian there and could not name it Athenian.
Did your children ever step in to help with the restaurants?
Oh, yes, when they were young, when high school, or before high school, middle school, we had the restaurant in the mall, and my children worked there until they went to college.
Okay, so you had a branch out in the mall, or?
Afterwards, in 83 or 82, we opened the mall.
You guys are very busy.
Yes, we were very busy. We did very success, and now we've gotten old.
No, you are not. Let's talk about the dishes. One of the most popular dishes I would imagine here is probably your gyros. Is that?
The gyros. Gyro sandwich, the gyro platter, gyro salad, the moussaka, the dolmades is very much so, and the baklava. Don't forget the baklava.
Baklava is the dessert.
It's a dessert with the phyllo dough and walnuts and honey and cinnamon. The syrup.
So what you do with the phyllo dough is you layer them and put
butter. Layer the phyllo, you put the filling, the walnuts with sugar and cinnamon, and then you put more phyllo dough on the top, and then you cut it, bake it. The syrup has to be cool and the baklava hot. And when the baklava comes out, you put the syrup on the top, leave it a little bit, and slice it and eat it.
So that's the secret, because the baklava is hot, and then so the honey oozes.
The honey is inside, yep.
When you were growing up, did you make the phyllo dough that went in?
We did. When I was growing up, we were making the phyllo dough. We were making the spanakopita. As a matter of fact, we do have spanakopita and tiropita. Tiropita is the cheese, feta cheese, phyllo dough.
Well, in the spanakopita is the spinach.
The spinach with feta cheese and phyllo.
Yeah, it is just like Greek lasagna, but it has a great texture.
Yes, yes.
Many of the side dishes, you have the rich phyllo dishes, and then also to serve with it, there's always fresh salads. Tell me about the fresh salads and the sauces that go with the salads.
We have the Greek salad, which is the lettuce, onions, tomatoes, cucumbers, feta cheese, olives, and the vinaigrette sauce, vinegar and olive oil.
All right, we're going to go back to gyros. What do you do with the gyros to marinate them? Tell me about the spices that going.
On the gyros, we get it pressed all together, and we cook it on the stick, and we slice it, and then the pita bread, put it on the pita bread, and then we put the tzatziki sauce. The tzatziki sauce is Greek yogurt, spices, cucumbers. It's very thick.
What are the herbs that are usually used in Greek cooking?
Oh, lemon, olive oil, oregano, salt, and pepper.
So oregano is the...
Oregano is, yes. Oregano is the main.
What was your favorite dish that your mother made when you were growing up?
Oh, roasted lamb. The whole lamb. For Easter, oh my God. Roasted lamb with potatoes and salad.
And then how was that lamb cooked?
Roasted on the rotisserie.
On a spit?
On the spit, yeah. So, that's what we did.
And how long would that take to cook?
I will take about 5 hours.
How did you learn how to speak English?
With people. Never went to school. Just in here with people. When the kids went to school, or where I was watching TV with the kids, and that's how I learned English.
When you became naturalized, you had to study. You had to know who the first president of the United States was.
We went. So, it was 5 years after I was here in Missoula. But I didn't know much English at all. But we had a teacher, and I went to school to learn all that.
Because Nick had his brothers there, you had sister-in-laws or other people to be around.
Yes, I did. I had a sister-in-law who, she didn't speak the Greek, she speak in English. Slowly I pick up some words from her, from the TV. And when I moved here, then I learned better English. When I was here in the restaurant talking to the waitresses, they're telling me what they want. And so didn't understand at first, but slowly I did.
No, you speak very well. You're very brave. You came to the United States, you didn't speak any English, but you still persevered. And plus you were moved to a climate that wasn't as...
Exactly. It wasn't as... In Greece, it's not that cold. When I came in November 12th, it was so much snow. I got scared, but...
Did Nick buy you a coat or tell you that you needed a big coat?
Oh, yes. He took me in. My sister-in-law took me in, and I got a coat, a long coat.
So what is, American-wise, as far as food goes... What was maybe one of the more unusual dishes that you first tasted?
Oh my God, if I tell you. Well, at first I lived with my brother-in-law and his wife. So and for lunch that day, she went to McDonald's and bring hamburger. I threw up. And when I see the in TV, I see the commercial when I was still pregnant, I was going, I couldn't take it.
Yeah, no, it's very, very different food. So it was your sister-in-law American?
Or? Yes, American.
All right, so she introduced you to quite a few American dishes.
Yes, she did, and I wasn't liking it, but slowly I did.
What is your favorite American dish now?
I don't have any favorite. I cook Greek all at home.
At home and at the restaurant, Chef Alex cooks the dishes from her childhood. We step into the kitchen to the heart of the restaurant, where on one wall, two vertical broilers hold the gyros. Adjacent is the multi-burner gas stove. Then right on the other side, with a pass-through to the restaurant, is the workstation, where containers of fresh ingredients are ready to finish a dish. Chef Alex takes us through the filling of an order for gyros.
Okay, here we're putting the pita bread down, and then the meat, the gyro meat, and then we're putting the, instead of the tzatziki sauce, they want barbecue. Put in the barbecue, then the onions, and the feta cheese. They have the lettuce, the tomato. Put them in a special bag. This person's gonna take it to go.
Now Chef Alex cooks up the most show-stopping item on the menu.
I am making the saganaki, the kasseri cheese fried with olive oil, and then put them on the fire. I had the pan and I put olive oil and I'm gonna let it get hot. And then I put the cheese.
All right, so there's about, you covered the bottom of that pan with olive oil.
Yes.
And why do you use the kasseri cheese?
Because it's harder than the feta cheese, so it doesn't melt. And this is what we use in our country. I'm cutting. There we are. About 5 ounces.
Well, it's about, what, half an inch thick?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to put them in the cold water. Put them in the cold water. And then...
So you rinse it really quickly?
Yes, and then put them in the flour.
Oh, I see. So the, you wet
crisp,
it.
To make that crisp.
Outside.
Outside.
So the you wet it so that sticks the flour on.
Yes. So now I'm waiting for the oil to get hot. Then I will put it in, let it cook on the one side to get crisp, and then turn it on the other side, and then we'll light it up.
Sounds delicious. And so when the oil, are you looking for it so it starts smoking just a little bit, or
just a little bit to be, and it to be really hot.
Yeah, the flour just crisps up and there's a crust on the bottom and it's starting to look golden color.
Yes.
So this is an appetizer that is usually served with pita bread?
Yes.
Oh, that has a nice brown crust.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Oh, and then you have a special plate that has a metal bottom on it.
Metal bottom, so it won't melt.
Normally, after the cheese goes onto the platter with the metal bottom, the dish is placed at the pass-through. The server gathers the needed equipment and ingredients to finish the dish at the diner's table.
We're going to put the alcohol to start the to lighten up. Yeah, we put in ouzo and Everclear. Oh, I need some of that.
You're putting in a lot of fuel there. So you pour it in a little carafe.
Yeah, put it in a little carafe and mix it up. Then we also. And some everclear. Whoppa!
And it's sizzling. I can just see that. I love it. Thank you. That is quite spectacular. Yes. All right, so then you have the lemon wedge in your hand.
Yes, let the alcohol burn a little bit, and then pour the lemon in.
So I love it because you use the lemon juice to douse the fire.
Yes.
So this is something you must have to teach your waitresses to do because...
Oh, yes, the waitress do that. I cook it back there and I put it up here and there, take it to the table and light it on fire.
Opa, the Greek expression for joy and celebration. For Julie Robinson, the Athenian has been lighting her appetite for 40 years. Her family grew up eating at the restaurant. Son John shares delicious remembrances.
Oh, I think my memories at the Athenian start real early. Before the version that everyone knows now, it used to be drop ceilings, red carpet. There was a raised stage at the front. And of course, as attention-hungry children, we loved sitting up there. We learned early on to like liver. I think that was a secret plan from my parents to get us to eat liver. But when it's cooked with red wine and olive oil and a spice blend that none of us has been able to crack in 40 years. I think I had birthday parties there. I would take friends there for my birthday. I think we introduced probably 10 of my friends to Greek food, dolmades. I do recall a friend that ordered the red snapper once because he didn't know what it was. And then I had to explain to my dad that he didn't know he ordered the most expensive thing on the menu. And he wasn't trying to be difficult. I apologize after the fact to all the waiters. I think we used to put everything we could into the water glasses when we were done because we were children and didn't know any better.
The not knowing any better back then has obviously created a better understanding and appreciation of Greek food. So why did Julie initially eat here with her family?
We lived in a very small town in Virginia before we moved here. And we moved here with our oldest son, who was 2 at the time. John was actually born here and went to the Athenian before he was born. But in the small town in Virginia, they had a wonderful restaurant that had Greek food. And it was one of the first things we looked for when we got to Billings, because we thought, what are the chances that Billings, Montana is going to have Greek food?
The chance was good, and the Athenian became one of the favorite restaurants for the Robinsons.
It has always been fun to walk in and wave at Alex in the back. And even if we don't see her, when my husband and I and our 2 younger sons would walk in and have, we would all order sikotakia. And I think Alex knew, oh, the Robinsons are here.
That usually would bring her out of the kitchen if she had 4 orders of the liver come back. I think we went as a family because they do french fries and kids are picky eaters. We started on the kid sampler where it's meat, pita, and french fries. And name a kid that won't eat that. And then we stepped into the moussaka and the sikotakia and dolmades, which are my personal favorite.
The menu has not changed very much over the 40-some years that we've been going. And so we can always count on getting what we want.
Many thank yous to Alex Renzio for making Billings flavorful all these years. Much appreciation to Parker Brown for music for Flavors Under the Big Sky. Always thanks to you listeners for your support. I'm Stella Fong.